Jump the queue and pre-book with Silvertop Taxis. Just download Silvertop Taxi's smartphone app. Available for free from the App Store. Pre-book with Silvertop Taxis.
For schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cooked schnitzel and Melbourne Airport parking. One-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city on 1116 SEN. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Taylor Harris is in the studio. She's jumped up and down and she's given Wispy a couple of jabs to the chin. That is the pump-up music.
Oh.
That Taylor's walking out to with a big fight on Saturday night, Wisp.
Oh, I wouldn't have chosen that song.
She joined us in the studio. Taylor, welcome. Great to have you in.
Thank you. Great to be in.
It's a bit of a mellow sort of setup.
The start of it, there's three drops, and I have to tell my coach, who is older, I have to let him know that we're going on the third drop, and he had to explain that to him.
I'm older too, so explain that to me. What's a drop?
Or the bass gets really deep and loud.
Yeah. And then come out.
Yeah, and then here I come.
Yeah. So the spotlight on you or?
Yeah, it's a show. So there's there's smoke, there's fireworks, there's pictures everywhere. It's very cool. I love the show part of it.
I should introduce you properly. Yeah. So Taylor is an AFLW, one of the big marquee stars of AFLW. Originally started at Brisbane, actually played with Melbourne too. Did you not in the very early days of
the exhibition series?
Series, I remember that. And now at Carlton, but in the meantime, you decided that boxing wouldn't be a bad idea to partake in, and you got another big fight on Saturday night. Where is it, and what time, and how can you get tickets and all that stuff?
It's at the Melbourne Pavilion. It's a big-time boxing promotion event, and it is, I guess, starting about 6:37, and you can have a look on my social media for ticket links and details and stuff.
But fantastic.
I think it's going to be sold out, so if you do, just send me a message and I'll try and get you there if you want.
Now, I don't want to be disrespectful in any way, but Taylor Harris is a very boring name for a fighter.
That's disgraceful.
No, for a fighter. I think we've got to find a better fighting name for Taylor than Taylor Harris.
That's an assignment for you, Tim.
9:42, 9:11, 9:16. We just throw it out there, Taylor. We'll have a great fighting name for you.
This audience is the best at this sort of stuff. By the end of our interview, we will have a name. So Taylor Harris Boxing, we need...
That's not a fighting name.
You're not bad. You come up with one.
I haven't thought of one yet, but I will. I want to ask Taylor a question. Why boxing? Why did you...
The tornado.
I don't mind that.
The tornado.
I don't mind that.
Hurricane Harris.
Yeah.
Keep it. No,
I like it too.
9:11, 9:16. Let's get a name. Sorry, Wisp.
Yeah, boxing. What attracted you to boxing?
I actually used to drive past a particular boxing studio up in Brisbane on my way to work. It was called Corporate Box. Looked really cool. Pictures were on the wall. The shirtless people kicking, all that sort of thing. It was a kickboxing gym. So I went in and I thought it'd be pretty cool just to see what it's all about, and would help my footy as well. Dad always had boxing and kickboxing in my little at-home training regime. So went in and I said, can I do this? And then I joined some classes, and the coach and the gym owner, Faris and Shaggy, both...
what are their names?
Faris Chevalier is an Australian middleweight champion as well. He's French though. He was my first coach. And then Shannon King owns Corporate Box. He's Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Everyone's got a name. a boxing name. And then they kind of hinted that I might be all right. And then I joined in some sparring and got thrown in the deep end a little bit with my first fight. And then I just did it and then went well. And from there, here I am.
Taylor, I'm telling you what. Tim's asked for a name. Typhoon Taylor, Taylor Hurricane Harris, Taylor the Hunter Harris, Taylor the Hammer Harris, Tomahawk Harris, T. Hazel, Taylor Thunder Harris.
I'm getting a theme. The
Hammer Harris, Tornado,
TH.
Velvet Thunder,
okay.
The Tigress.
How about Shadow Sachs?
Shadow Sachs, our great horse. We talked about female athletes in here. Taylor's one of the more intriguing,
yes.
I reckon, female athletes we've got in the country at the moment, dominating AFLW. I saw her out with our horse, jumped on the back of the horse, drove Shadow Sachs around without any fear. Are you fearless?
I think, until you put spider or anything in front of me. I just like to do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, unless I'm in clear danger, I'm not going to do it, but I love wakeboarding, I love I used to water ski race. I just like to do things just to try it out and say I've done it, really. So I can tell the grandkids. I've fought people. I've jumped off things. I've ridden horses. Yeah. So, yeah.
And where did your love of footy come from?
Dad, he played all his junior career and as he got older. And I started when I was five. Just mum and dad took us down. It was the first sport me and my brother tried and loved it. So just kept doing it.
But that's this is in Brisbane though, too.
Yeah, Brisbane, North Brisbane at the Astley Hornets. And that particular club is just a great club. So just loved being there. And it was just the sport that I picked up. And as a kid, I didn't realise that it wasn't the main sport in Queensland, I guess. It was my little community, so I just kept doing it. And then found, as I got older, women's Queensland teams, and then obviously made my way down here.
So how did you get here? We were talking before we came on air, the decision to come down here with all of your family up in Queensland?
Yeah, well, I think, as you said before, with the fact that I rode the horse is a very random example, but I just like to do things. And I thought Victoria, Melbourne sounded very cool. So for 5 seconds, I was like, oh, sounds good. Probably going to do that now. And then I just started the process. And I guess the first conversation led to it being reality that I actually could move down here. And then obviously the way that I got here was through footy and playing for Carlton. So very happy to be living this Melbourne lifestyle, which is cafes and all that sort of stuff. Entertainment, sporting, capital. So
when did you realise you were good at football? Did you dominate the juniors?
When I was a little girl and there was no other girls playing, I didn't think I probably thought I was a boy, to be honest, because I never versed or had another girl on my team until probably 12 or 13. I played since I was five. So I just played and didn't know any different. So just went in as hard as all the boys. And I grew up with the same group. So I got smashed just as much as the next player. And I hated if anyone would go soft because then I would go twice as hard. Then they'd 5 seconds later, then I'd get smashed. But I think growing up playing with the boys really helped my footy.
And what has it meant to you for this whole explosion of women's football in this country?
I think it's meant that I can live the lifestyle that I always thought I could as a naive child. I didn't realise that I couldn't grow up and play AFL, I think, because obviously all the boys in my team could. And they were just talking about, oh, we're going to play for the Brisbane Lions one day. And I just said, yep, me too.
Yeah.
Sounds great. When are we doing it? So then I guess as a kid, that just really helped me live my life that I planned on living. So didn't really have any hiccups along the way because of timing. I was pretty lucky to be 18 and the first year. So as young as eligible and got to do it. So I think, quite lucky and very fortunate to be in the position I am in.
We've all watched, but your attack on the footy is, and I'm not saying this condescendingly, it is as ferocious as any that you see. Is that something it is a bit scary hard, Tim, because...
I've watched Tyler Paul.
Is that something which is born out of you playing from a young age with boys, or do you see that as an advantage that you have over your opposition? Because it is something to behold. I'd say that absolutely 100%.
Yeah, I think I'm not aggressive. I don't try and smash people or, I don't know, knock someone down or anything. Like, I just see the football and my legs start moving before my brain does, and I'm like, I'm going. I think because I've been playing
that way.
Footy is all I know, so... That's what it is. Like, it's just me reading the play and realising that if I go in harder, I'll probably get the ball. Also, I probably won't get injured. Dad reckons if you go 100% and the other person doesn't, they'll get injured. So
not always true, but anyway.
Yeah, well, it's Dad's theory, so you can blame him for that. But
a lot of dads have that same theory, by the way.
Yeah, I think definitely Dad liked to reminisce on his career and say he was just the toughest unit out there, so I want to be as well.
I don't know you particularly well, but I get the impression that you would like the footy season to go 12 months of the year.
With boxing, the shorter season allows me to pursue both my sports that I love. So at the moment, I'm happy, but I would love...
You'd love a longer season, though?
Yeah, I would.
The AFLW season would be longer?
Yeah, in the right timing, though. I think it sounds really great, but without the correct pre-season and our bodies need to be fit and ready. Like, we can say, oh, I'd love to play 14 games or whatever it is, but realistically, I don't think many bodies would hold up, especially the injuries last year.
Yep.
As the season went on, I think a lot of teams found themselves struggling just because of injuries and the fact that players that maybe weren't ready had to come up and step up and play.
And tell me, from an endorsement and sponsorship and those sorts of things, what's that been like? I know you've got a fantastic manager. You're tall, you're a good-looking girl, you're playing, you're boxing for an Australian title, which we'll talk more about. You're playing AFLW. What's the corporate world? How's that responded?
I think, again, with the move to Melbourne, I've really got here and just decided I'm just going to say yes to anything I can or anything that's a networking opportunity or just to meet people. So I've been, very fortunate to meet amazing people, and obviously their connections have helped me live the career I was talking about before, which is playing footy and boxing without necessarily having to work full time. So that, I guess, sponsors MC Labor, for example, who sponsor Carlton, have got on board to help me out really with my boxing fight. So they'll be on my shorts in the fight. But I think companies like that are genuinely interested in female sport, but also myself as a Carlton connection, I am forever thankful for, and the opportunities I've got to speak on radio and talk in front of people. Each time I do it, I try and improve the way I speak and speak slower and not so many ums and all that sort of stuff. So
you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm learning and I'm meeting heaps of people and loving it.
I love this name too that just came through on the text, Gary. I think this might be...
Well, hold it, because we're going to keep Taylor up until 8 o'clock because we enjoy having her in the studio, and we can take some calls too. So if you want to give her a bell, she's fighting for Australian title. We'll find out more about that. We've touched on the footy, but we'll find out more about who she's fighting and what her hopes for and ambitions are. Taylor Harris in the studio. She will stay with us. Jump on the line if you want to talk to Taylor. 9429 1116 is the number.
For Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cook schnitzel and Melbourne Airport parking. One-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city on 1116 SEN. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
And we have one of Australia's most accomplished sportswomen in the studio with us, Taylor Harris, AFLW star, fighting for an Australian title on Saturday. Hi, Taylor. I'm in the car with my six-year-old daughter. So great for her to hear about other women getting out into the world and giving it a red-hot go. Keep your hands up, and we're looking for a new boxing nickname for you, Taylor Swift KO Harris. That's not going to work, because you tell me in the ad break you're not going for a name, you're going for a symbol.
I am. I had this thought, maybe I'll, because I couldn't think of a name that wasn't already done, I guess. And TH, there's many. Tommy Hilfiger, what else? There's
Thomas Hearns.
Yeah.
Hitman Hearns.
It's too many. So I decided symbol for me. And my coach, Farris, who's very Instagram savvy from Brisbane, always commented lightning bolts emojis on my stuff. And then I picked up on it and I was like, oh, maybe that's my thing. So the second I thought that, went and got it tattooed on my head behind my ear.
You what?
It's tattooed behind my ear now.
Got the lightning bolt behind the ear.
I just got a bit excited. I thought, oh, this is it. Went and did it. So now it's a bit of a commitment thing.
The lightning bolt. That's me. Like it. Hey, tell us about your opponent. And this is an Australian, is it middleweight, did you say?
Yeah, middleweight.
Middleweight title, which hasn't been contested for a while?
No, it hasn't. So it's the first time it'll be contested in Australia. So the nature of female boxing is that there's not that many fighters, especially not in the heavier weight divisions. In America, it's quite the opposite. There's more heavier girls than lighter. But that just means that opportunity to be the first. So my opponent, Sarah Dwyer from WA, and I will fight for the first time for that title.
Bill's joined us on the line, wants to say good day. G'day, Bill.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a bad line, Billy. You might want to move a bit. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Right, away you go.
Fellas, Taylor, how are you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. Just congratulations on your efforts so far. I've got an 11-year-old girl who boxed all last year and played footy this year. And she thrived off it because of the boxing. She won all the awards, the leagues and whatnot. But she looks at ladies like yourselves and just thrives off it. So keep up the good work. You're doing really big things for the young junior girls. Well done, darling. Well done.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you. And I hope to meet her one day. She'll bring her down to the footy or to my boxing gym in Surrey Hills if you want.
Yeah, there you go, Bill. We'll get the... we can contact Taylor through social media, I'm sure. Probably the best place to go.
Yeah, social media. I'm pretty accessible. Just message me and I'll reply to you.
That's a great call. Are you aware of the role model that you've become to so many young girls?
I think I am becoming more and more aware, and I think it's my favourite part of all this. I think I've got all the time in the world for young kids, especially ones that do boxing and footy like myself that I can relate to. So hearing that is awesome. I really love that. So really want to meet Bill's daughter.
Talking about meeting, you met the new coach the other day too, Daniel Harford, at the first training session. How'd that go?
Went really well. Monday was our first time as a whole group together. We met all the coaches, all the staff and everything. So I think everyone thinks Harf's hilarious and going to be great for the footy club. He's really on, I think on the same wavelength as all of us. We just want to enjoy footy and we want to do our best but have a good time along the way. So
Tony, you'll be pleased to know that there was a fake story that was circulating about Patrick Cripps, and people continue to ask whether there's any truth in the fact that he'd done his ACL. It was reported on another station this morning, unconfirmed, of course, and we got straight onto Carlton, and they responded, and it was a fake account that was set up in the name of one of our reporters, Sam McLuhan. It is not right. Patty's 100% right, and he'll be running around for the
Blues.
Very
glad to hear that. Had a minor heart attack when there was whispers, but he'll be fine.
Hey, thanks for coming in. We love what you're doing. I love watching you play footy, and your boxing career sounds just unbelievable. So good luck on Saturday night.
One last try. This is from the text. Oh, yeah. What about this one? Taylor the Impaler.
That's not bad. Not bad. I'll think about it.
She's going with
the maybe pile.
She's going with the lightning bolt. Hey, good luck. We'll watch it and follow with great interest, and we'll bring a result to all our listeners on Monday.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Great to have you in. Taylor Harris in the studio with us. What a great story that is.